The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Puerto Rico shaken again. A magnitude 5.9 quake this morning causing further damage along the island's southern coast where previous recent quakes toppled homes and schools. John Geiger is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
More or less, this is pretty normal for Puerto Rico. The larger quakes, like 6.0 and higher, they're not normal, but they're not abnormal. You know, like you wouldn't expect them to happen regularly, but them happening isn't incredibly unusual.
Shaker hit 8 miles southeast of Guanica, causing widespread outages, and crews were assessing possible damage at power plants. No immediate reports of any injuries. That's the good news. It's the strongest shake yet since a magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck the area on Tuesday. This is SRN News.
Dennis Prager is impressed with the president's record.
The list is extraordinary. Judges, Supreme Court justices, domestically, internationally, the economy, the unemployment rate. It's quite remarkable when you think about it. No one predicted this. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 11 on AM 1280. The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Hour two of your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner Mitch Berg is coming up next. But first, here's your Twin Cities forecast brought to you by Great Plains. Windows and doors, mostly sunny, high of 16 tonight. Partly cloudy and a low of 7. With the Patriot Half Off Deals Program, you can save 50% or more on great products and services in the Twin Cities. Right now, get half off of Mathnasium. Receive a full assessment and 6-month enrollment in the Power Math Workout Program. Visit amtobythepatriot.com and click on the Half Off Deals icon.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back. Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the ocean of dismal, dingy institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, going on 16 years dominating Twin Cities weekend radio. I'm Mitch Berg, my blog, shotinthedark.info, which is 3 weeks away from celebrating its 18th birthday. It can join the military. It can sign a contract. It cannot, however, buy alcohol or a cell phone in Vermont. So you take the good, you take the bad, I digress, as I am somewhat wont to do, but I am also happy to welcome back to the broadcast for the first time in probably a little too long here, but we've been out of session for a bit. Longtime friend of the broadcast, Senator Dave Osmek joins us. Dave, welcome back.
Good afternoon, conservative infidels.
Ah, yes, that's right. So what brings you down to Eagan today?
Well, I wanted to talk about global warming, and it's butt cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a good time to talk about global warming when it's butt cold outside.
Ironic, yeah.
We are in the process. The Senate, last year, our Democratic friends in the House and the governor came up with a lot of different proposals. And basically, they were taking excrement, throwing against the wall a lot of times. And one of the pieces of excrement that they had was a clean energy first program or policy that they wanted to put into Minnesota.
Huh, so, that sounds like a wonderful thing.
Yeah, for the environmentalists yet, but not for you as the ratepayer. See, we are all taxpayers.
Right.
But unless you live on only solar energy on your home with batteries and or live in a cave, you are a ratepayer. You are paying electricity bills.
Mm-hmm.
Name one person who doesn't, and I'd like to see where they live. But they wanted to basically double, triple, or quadruple your energy costs. Now, could you think about what your energy bill looks like now and then multiply by 3 or 4? I think you wouldn't like that.
Not a bit, no.
And at what benefit? So before we talk about the Senate's Clean Energy First proposal, which we're going to have two different interim hearings coming up starting next week, I wanted to set the stage for people because we always hear Greta, the child from the child with diagnosed mental health illnesses from Sweden, talking to us about us stealing her life or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
But let's first set the stage. Based upon 2007 numbers, I'm sorry, 2017 numbers, right now, annually, we emit what is emitted into the carbon that is emitted into the atmosphere is 36 billion tons.
Right.
Okay. Now, who do you think emits most of the carbon into the atmosphere? Do you think it's the United States? This is a quiz. Pop quiz for Mitch. Who do you think it is? I'll give you some ideas. Is it generated by the European Union, United States, China, or Japan? Name which one do you think it is?
I have got to suspect that it is probably the United States, just because of all of the people in red states driving around those pickup trucks and barbecuing all summer long and all that cow flatulence.
Wrong.
Wait, what?
Wrong. The United States, on an annual basis, emits approximately 15% of the carbon that goes into the atmosphere. So the first thing whenever anybody wants to talk to you about global warming, mm-hmm. I don't fall for the climate change fiasco. I call it global warming because that's what they think it is.
Right.
Remember, anything we do in the United States is going to only touch 15%. 85% of the carbon that's emitted into the atmosphere is provided by other countries.
Right.
Worst offender being China. They're currently at 27% or 9.8 billion tons of carbon. Asia itself, when you throw in India, who also is a very high emitter, Asia itself produces 53% of the global emissions into the atmosphere for carbon on an annual basis.
Now, United States is 15% of the carbon emissions. And while the Greta Thunberg repeaters of the world will say, yeah, we're 6% of the world's population, we are something close to, I believe, 25% of the world's economic output. So we are actually considerably more efficient per unit of economic output than the rest of the world for that pollution.
Well, if you look at it from a per capita basis, you can look at it from per capita, and we probably do produce more on a per capita basis.
Right.
However, the point isn't per capita. The point is, where is it coming from?
Where is it coming from?
And how can you deal with it?
And how much are you and this is important. How much are you producing per unit of economic output? Because if you're just burning things and not producing anything, that's bad. If you create some pollution but create some wealth that can be used to solve the world's problems, that's a net good. And if you're doing it more efficiently than the rest of the world, and we are, that's something that should be celebrated.
Which is absolutely true. So now, let's focus on the United States and bring it home to Minnesota. Minnesota constitutes 1.7% of the United States population. So based on per capita, just based on the population, how much we pump into the atmosphere, we pump in Minnesota 0.09 billion tons, or 0.0027% of the carbon that goes in the atmosphere.
Right.
That's how much we produce. Now, let's take it a little bit further, too. We have to have carbon in the atmosphere because we have these things. They're usually green in the summertime. Let's see if I can.
Green. Minneapolis City Council.
No. Huh? They sit in the ground and they grow. And they're really leafy and green.
Oh, I get it. Marijuana plants for the upcoming legalization.
That's one of them.
Yes.
But it's carbon is needed, of course, because you and I have both been through biology class. We understand that carbon dioxide is used by plants in the in photosynthesis.
Right.
And half of the carbon that we produce that goes into the atmosphere on an annual basis is absorbed by the oceans and by plants. So doing that and knowing full well that we have to produce carbon or we're not going to have plants, and last time I checked, we probably won't be here long if we don't have them.
Right.
If half the carbon is absorbed, then Minnesota only produces 0.04 0.41 billion tons, or 1/8 of a percentage point. That's how much Minnesota. That's the Minnesota issue. So first issue, folks, diagnose the problem. And we are dealing with trying to reduce 1/8 of a percentage point from the atmosphere.
Okay.
So that's where we start to go and talk about what are we going to do in Minnesota for its future. Again, I talked about earlier about the House and Governor's proposal, which was 100% carbon free. By the way, the dirty secret is by 2050, they still would have carbon on the network.
Yeah.
You know, we are part of the Midwest Interconnect Service Organization, or what's called MISO, which goes from Texas all the way up to Minnesota. It uses many states. So we're all part of a grid. People mm-hmm. understand that.
Yep.
We are going to have carbon in different places on the grid, regardless of what you think, because on the Iron Range, unless you're going to have unicorn farts and fairy dust being able to produce energy for the Iron Range, you're going to need to have coal-fired power plants up there unless you want to come up. You cannot put enough wind and solar onto the network to be able to pay for that. By the way, they also work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when the sun goes down, take your solar off the grid. That's done.
Right.
And battery power is not even close to being ready for prime time. So bottom line is there will always be carbon on the grid. So we are going to be proposing, and we're having those two interim hearings, one in Rochester next Wednesday and one at Mound West Tonka High School in my neck of the woods on the 21st or 22nd. We are having interim hearings on what the Senate's going to propose. And this is getting support not only from Xcel Energy, which though they protect the ratepayer, it is also being supported by environmental interest. Why? Because we're doing a couple things. We're including nuclear energy as a carbon-free resource. We classify in this bill what is carbon-free and what's not carbon-free. We don't sit here and talk about this 100% by 2050, 20 by 30, whatever the measurement you want. We aren't going to talk about that. We're just going to say, here's what's classified as carbon-free, and here's what's not classified as carbon-free. We're bringing in nuclear. We're bringing in large hydro. Did you know that the DFL will not acknowledge large hydro, which we get from Manitoba, on our renewable energy standard? It's a percentage of how much clean energy has on the network. They don't count it. Why? Because their percentage would go through the roof because we get so much hydropower from Manitoba.
I did not know that.
It's a kabuki theater dance they're trying to avoid what we want to do. So that's where we are. Maybe when we come back, we can more talk through more of the specifics on this. But, you know, we have to – nobody here, I mean, go, you people at home, raise your hands. Do you want to pollute the atmosphere any more than we have to? I don't think so.
I like clean air. I have asthmatics in my family. They like clean air. Clean air is good.
Right.
But we live in Minnesota, and without some form of energy, and that's almost inevitably going to be some form of carbon, we're not going to live in Minnesota.
Right. And carbon is part of the future, but it can be different types of carbon. Is coal energy changing and becoming more clean? Yes. Is it going to be eventually phased out? Probably. But then we would be talking more about natural gas peaker plants and natural gas plants that can help and supplement the grid. So the short answer is do we want to have a cleaner environment? Yes. Do we want to do it, though, in the most responsible, practical way that isn't going to see your energy bills go up 200 or 300 or 400%? Yes, you're darn right we want to, because that not only hurts you at home, it also hurts the business you work for. If you own a business and you got 25 people working on computers, you're using energy. The lights, the computers themselves, heating, those type of things are all energy dependent.
Right.
It's going to cause, you're going to see your costs skyrocket for no good reason other than the fact that the governor and the DFL in the House believes in unicorn farts and fairy dust.
So what form is this going to take in the legislature? You see the DFL moving some bills in the legislature to pursue this, or what should we be looking out for?
Well, the DFL in the House has already passed their craziness. We have been more judicious. I guess some people call the Senate the more deliberative body in many cases. And I mm-hmm. think in this particular case, we are, because we're not rushing to throw something against the wall and see what sticks. We have the bill in draft form. It is available online. If you go out to my committee's website and the Minnesota MN Senate dot, or sorry, www.mnsenate.senate.mn, you can find it. And okay. We're going to be taking testimony. And we haven't found a lot of people that don't think it's the most reasonable opportunity to make the right changes in Minnesota.
We'll post that link at shotinthedark.info in a bit here when we get a few moments to do that. Let's take a quick break. If you have questions or comments for Senator Dave Osmek, 651-289-4488, or join us on Twitter at #NarnShow. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back. Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
Are you ready to make some improvements to your home? Maybe plush new carpeting or beautiful wood flooring? How about worry-free, waterproof, luxury vinyl plank flooring in your bathroom or basement? They even have a huge variety of affordable kitchen cabinets and countertops to choose from. When you're ready to start looking, Serenity Home Interiors can help. With their spacious 4,000-square-foot Burnsville showroom, they have thousands of combinations to match your dreams and your budget. Plus, the friendly professionals at Serenity Home Interiors are here to help you every step of the way. Serenity was founded on providing you with name brands you can trust, service you deserve, and pricing you can afford. So whether you need full-service interior design, a new floor installed, or you're a do-it-yourselfer and just want to purchase what you need at a great price, Serenity Home Interiors has you covered. Call today for a free no-pressure, no-obligation in-home consultation and estimate at 952-303-4033 or visit shi-mn.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you, so you can try on new styles in the comfort of your own home. Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to fit your budget. There's no subscription required, ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for women, men, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Minnesota's 2020 legislative session is right around the corner. Americans for Prosperity is gearing up to make your voice heard in St. Paul. Politicians are already pushing for more taxes, more wasteful spending, and more burdensome regulations. But Americans for Prosperity is here to provide the information and thoughtful analysis you need to understand the important issues. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and join Jason Flores on Americans for Prosperity Radio.
Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Your first year of Christian school is half price through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. If you see public school as a negative influence on your child's faith, it's time to make a change. To find out more about our half-price Christian school tuition program, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Let's take a moment to observe the great event of the day. America's team, the North Dakota State Bison, prevailed. Good has prevailed over evil.
Ooh.
As the herd defeated James Madison 28-20.
They cheated.
They don't have to cheat. They are that good. Of course, it needs to be said that you are a alumnus of Minot State.
Morehead State.
Morehead State.
Not an alumnus. I went there for 3 years, the coldest 3 years of my life.
All right. Well, I suppose if you're from the Twin Cities, it's a little chilly. By the way, you went to Morehead State. You need an ibuprofen, maybe some water. coffee, black coffee,
well,
help out a lot?
Only because I always had to listen to TV reports of the thundering herd, the thundering herd. Like you, I was ready to poke my eye out with a needle every time I had to hear that crap.
So how did Morehead State's team prevail at the...
I have no idea.
Okay, fair enough.
But then I went to St. Cloud State, and we're getting rid of football. So congratulations, St. Cloud State, for being a bunch of panty waste.
You know, I can't argue with you there. All I can say is the herd is the word, and the Bison Nation is celebrating today. You find things to rejoice about in North Dakota when you can, believe me. They didn't used to be all that
common. Well,
that's
true. North Dakota does need anything they can to avoid depression.
Well, the fact that we
in the
have
winter.
The highest per capita income in the country is sure making it going down a little.
It's all that evil oil coming out of there, isn't it?
Doggone, that carbon just bringing all unseemly prosperity.
We can come back to that, too. That comes up here in my conversation.
Oh, I bet it is. We're talking about the DFL's clean energy blitz coming up to a legislature near you. We're not done with it yet, by the way. So they left out all of the hydropower from Manitoba.
Yep, they don't want to do that. They don't want to acknowledge hydropower that is actually the cleanest. And it's also hydropower you can turn on and off because you have this thing called a reservoir.
Right.
So when you need the energy, you let the water go. When you want to save the energy, you just leave the water build up behind the dam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is the type of energy that makes the most sense because it's available when you need it.
That and nuclear power, which is an awful lot of steady baseload power. Power going on for years and years and years and years with almost very little waste.
Well, and during the summer, in November, we some of us in the legislature took a trip to Idaho Falls, Idaho, not necessarily the Garden State.
Lucky
of the
you.
Planet.
I've been there.
But it was a nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. But we went to Idaho Falls, the Idaho National Labs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out more about switchgrass and some of the renewable stuff that they're doing. But we also found out about the modular and micronuclear technology that they're working on.
Right.
And what they're doing, now they can create, based upon something, you know, based on what they're working on, they can create pads that only require 100 acres worth of land, and they can put in what's called modular nuclear technology, which is much smaller reactors.
Right.
And then putting like six of them in sequence,
yep.
So that it cuts down on your costs because first they're smaller, the fuel is the fuel use is far less,
right.
But also all the workers that are there. I mean, you have to ramp up, ramp down, ramp up. In when you have the modular nuclear technology, you actually have workers, a smaller workforce, and they're always working on one of the reactors to refurbish / refuel / whatever they have to do.
Yeah.
And the costs on nuclear energy, and admittedly so because of all the hoops that we make nuclear jump through, and you know what? Safety is important. I have seen Chernobyl, the miniseries, a couple of times, and yes, you want to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
But this modular nuclear technology, which right now we can't do in Minnesota because we not only don't acknowledge it as being a clean energy resource, we also ban nuclear energy from being new plants from being created because of a ban that was created as part of the great compromise of creating our CASC fees and all these other things back in the 90s.
Right.
So part of the bill that we'll talk about is lifting that cap,
okay.
So that if nuclear is part of our future, that we include it, and
right.
It is carbon. It does not emit carbon. If your emphasis is to not emit carbon, you have to include nuclear as a possibility.
Right.
That isn't to say we're going to,
right.
Because we have something called the Public Utilities Commission
mm-hmm.
that determines what's good, what's better, and what's best. And when Xcel Energy or other energy producers come forward, they put forth what's called a resource plan. And they decide, what is our mix? How much natural gas? How much coal? Are we phasing out coal? We know that Sherco 1 and 2 up in Becker are being phased out. The number 3 Sherco is coming offline too.
Right.
They're refurbishing the Monticello nuclear reactor. They're going to continue that extended an additional 10 years. So we are making progress. But in the Senate bill, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
In the Senate bill, we do quite a few different things. The first thing is we talk about a reasonable rate. And we say that it needs to be based that the commission shall set rates based on cost of service. That's the first time we're going to start talking about how much does these things cost. Right. Just to let you give you guys a little idea, community solar gardens are the worst source of energy we have right now.
Yeah.
You might think it's clean, but it is the most expensive one that we have. It's between $120 to $150 a megawatt hour, depending on the day.
Right.
How does that compare to others? Well, the industrial size solar that Xcel or other large producers put up is about $40 to $50 per megawatt hour. Compare that to nuclear, which is around $12 a megawatt hour, compared to $7 or less for coal, natural gas, and wind. And wind has become more affordable. Actually, the production credits are coming off. So wind now is going to have to fight for new projects at the same marketplace as everything else.
Right.
So first thing we do is we talk about cost of service. We say you have to pay attention to how much what you're doing, Public Utilities Commission, is going to cost. And then we go into talking about what we classify energy in this bill. We say, here's carbon-free, and here's carbon-emitting. And carbon-free will be wind, solar, geothermal, hydro, landfill gas, nuclear, as well as carbon sequestration. Now, remember I said something about North Dakota.
Right.
The enviros hate carbon sequestration. Hate it. They hate the thought of taking carbon out of the atmosphere and being able to use it in different ways. And of course, when you when you take the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, the market is going to say, well, the marketplace is to put it back into the ground, into the wells that are out in North Dakota.
Right.
They hate that because you're taking carbon out, but you're replacing it and you're sending more carbon to the atmosphere. It's a net neutral. Why wouldn't you net neutral or be in favor of something that would at least be extracting carbon instead of letting it just sit there?
Because it makes a high-energy lifestyle feasible as opposed to getting everyone to ramp down on their power use and making everyone poor and thus susceptible to DFL voting.
I'm sorry, I don't like sitting in the dark, and I don't like being cold.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Another technology we're also talking about in our bill is hydrogen fuel cell technology, which has started slowly, mm-hmm. but it does require a lot of energy to separate hydrogen molecules from oxygen molecules to create hydrogen that you can use in a car.
Right.
But I think from a natural standpoint, that makes more sense than us continuously mining for more and more minerals and acids to put into batteries, which, by the way, after they exhaust themselves, where are you going to put those batteries? You need a toxic waste dump to put those into.
Yeah.
So that ain't necessarily the cleanest form of energy, too. So what we do is we provide a guideline to say, here's carbon emitting, here's non-carbon emitting. We say we want local workers as much as possible to be able to construct and maintain these facilities so that it helps our friends in the union.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talk through in this bill the preference for carbon-free and that based upon this is where we're different from the governor, we're different from the House, the craziness is not in our bill. We say if you find out based upon all these factors, especially focusing on cost, if you find out when the utilities come in to present their plans, if you find out that this is too expensive, that based on the cost of this energy, it's too expensive, and you need to have carbon on the network, that you can approve natural gas plants, that you can approve peaker plants, especially folks in the deep, dark part of the winter we're in now or in the hot part of the summer. You're not going to be able to ramp up solar and wind. It doesn't work that way. They go to the top of the scale. They stop there. You take as much as you can out of the network. But when you start using your air conditioner or in the middle of the winter when all the lights go on and you need to have that electricity, especially if you're in intensive care in a hospital, I think you want that energy to be at your hospital room, don't you?
That's a resounding yes.
So we say that if you need to have these peaker plants, they are not prohibited. They are allowable for you to be able to keep the grid stable.
You have to go at the bottom of the hour here, Dave?
Oh, I don't know. If you want to talk about pre-session stuff, we can talk about shoot the breeze.
We can do that. Okay, excellent. Let's keep it for one more segment here. We're talking with Senator Dave Osmek of the Republican majority in the Minnesota State Senate.
And let's keep it that way, shall we?
Well, we'll have to talk about that here, too, looking ahead to the election, which is just 11 months away here now. Yeah, everyone's looking forward to that, right? By the way, give us a call, 651-289-4488. You can also join us on Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's NARN Show. If you get a little bit of mic fright, but you want to be heard, that's how it's done. Operators standing by both places. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm. Life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085. Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the key word pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
If you are experiencing hair loss, let this be the year to make a new hair's resolution. I'd like to introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss. IneedMoreHair.com. Hi, I'm Mike Greenlee, familiar voice with Minnesota hockey fans. If you have hair loss and want more hair, go to IneedMoreHair.com. You will find some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in Minnesota. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities, a full head of hair, and they can do the same for you. Here's the best part. Their technique is so advanced, the results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices are the best in the business. Prices as low as $3 per graft. Their office is conveniently located in Eagan. IneedMoreHair.com will allow you to see a more confident reflection of yourself. That's IneedMoreHair.com. The consultations are free, and the results are amazing. Check out IneedMoreHair.com for complete details. That's IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices you can afford. Let this be the year to make a new hair's resolution. Check out IneedMoreHair.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Join us, won't you please, by the way. Don't forget,
2 weeks from yesterday, the 24th, my band Elephant in the Room will be appearing out at Neighbors in Albertville, Minnesota. We played there end of November, beginning of December, about a month ago. Had a great time. If you're out in the Northwest Burbs, we're bringing our tour out there again. We were there, it was the first weekend in December. Had a blast. First time we played there, we're going to be out there again. First of a number of gigs coming up in the near future. So all of them tend to be north of in the northwest or northeast metro for whatever reason. If you know some people down south who own bars, just saying, have your people call our people. Anyway, we're here with Senator Dave Osmek, and another session coming up here. I'll be recording a bunch of session related material for the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus coming up here. So it's on everyone's mind, no doubt. All of you who are actually going to be sessioning at the Capitol starting next month.
Yes, the inmates return to the asylum.
Asylum, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So what can we look forward to?
Well, I'm not so sure. From an energy perspective, we want to deal with, we talked about the discrepancy in community solar gardens. Maybe there's some things we need to do there to help the ratepayer, help protect the ratepayer, which is you, me, and everybody else.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing. I mean, from a global perspective, this is supposed to be what's called the bonding session.
Okay.
So the governor has released his bonding request or his proposal, which is $2 billion, which everybody knows is a wish list from planet Pluto.
He may as well just slide down a chimney yelling ho 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 with a list like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and there are good things. You know, there's some of my conservative friends say they don't like bonding. Don't bond. I've always said, let's bond. If we're going to bond, let's bond for 10% every year less than the previous bonds that we just got done paying.
Right.
So in other words, we're tapering ourselves off, sort of like, in an addiction to try and sort of taper yourself down, not go cold turkey. But there are good things to bond on. Good things to bond on would be a bridge.
Okay.
Because as you're paying for it, the people paying taxes are paying for it as you're using it for over a 30-year period.
Right.
Or a road. Those would be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
The governor has proposed twice as much affordable housing as ever been proposed before. I think it was almost a quarter of $1 billion worth of affordable housing.
Which should build a good 1,000 units at current rates for building, quote, affordable, end quote, housing.
And that was the point that was brought up, that you could probably buy these people a house for every person who needs affordable housing and still come back with more cash based upon how much money you're blowing into them.
You most certainly could.
So I have very serious questions regarding that. Should we help people that need housing and try and, part of the reason we have an affordable, quote unquote, affordable housing crisis is that because for years we made it so darn difficult for people for builders to build apartments.
Right.
They created such a god-awful series of laws and requirements and permits and everything under the sun that it made it difficult to do something for an affordable price unless it was subsidized by something else.
Right.
So should we do it? Yes, we can afford it as Minnesotans, but we do have $1.3 billion worth of a surplus. I can't remember how many times it's been in a row, but it's been at least 4 or 5 budgets in a row,
right,
that have had surpluses. That tells you something. We are overtaxing Minnesotans. Every single time we come back with a budget surplus, you know what we do, Mitch?
We spend it.
We spend it.
We turn it into permanent spending based on the idea that surpluses are going to be revenue forever.
We're like a teenage kid with their first Visa card, and we're running down to the mall and buying everything and topping that baby out as fast as we can.
Yep.
That's what we do. And it's unfortunate, but there are some good things to use some of this money for. I did not vote for the opioid bill for one good reason. We had plenty of money. There was no reason to create a new tax via doctors and via pharmaceutical companies, a new tax on people who generally are prescribed these opioids and aren't the problem.
Right.
People who get these things prescribed are always already kept an eye on by a number of computer programs, much less the insurance companies.
Yeah.
They're not abusing opioids. It's the illegal, illicit stuff. And when you create this new tax for this opioid program, all you're doing is creating a tax on a bunch of people that aren't causing the problem. If this is a problem for Minnesotans, everybody pays for it.
I have got friends who suffer from cancer who are looking at the opioid, the response to the opioid crisis. This is going to hurt and kill all of us in real numbers here, and this is it's analogous to banning guns in the hands of the law abiding to fight crime. It makes no sense. It's the opposite of the solution. Anyway, I digress.
Right. You're hitting people who aren't the problem. You're right. Not going to touch any of the illicit drug use, anything that's coming across the borders, you're not touching any of it.
Right.
So congratulations, you're taxing people that aren't the problem. So yeah. We have the money, boys and girls. We have the money. I think it was $20 million. We have that as rounding errors, and we have that stuck in the cushions of the couch at the Capitol. We don't need to create new taxing programs to do it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wasn't listened to.
No. Yeah, and it's been a lean couple of years for conservatism on Capitol Hill. Yeah, it really has. Even in the Republican-controlled Senate, where it's just the last bastion we really have at state level, and we really need to turn that thing around.
And believe me, I would like to vote no on more. I should have voted no on the HHS bill. I really should have. I voted yes on the final passage of it on the conference committee report. I should have voted no. I regret that because it just spent too damn much money. There has to be ways for us to and there is no reform in the HHS bill. Where was the reform for those bundles and suitcases of money that were found to leave Minnesota based upon the daycare assistance program.
Right.
Where was the reform there? Look at HHS. It's turned. This is a black hole that we just keep pouring more and more money into. Did we change anything? No.
We had Representative Franzen on the show a few weeks ago to talk about exactly that. Nothing has changed, and in fact, they're actively standing four square against really changing it. They're just shuffling the deck chairs.
Nothing to see here. And I know that there are conservative people that have become disappointed with some of my votes. Listen, I can't vote as a member of a caucus, and we have a very tight number of people. We only have a two-vote majority. Either we have to be reasonable and vote for some stuffs and plug your nose. This is sort of like going to the ballot box. Sometimes you got to plug your nose.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to have to do it more times in your life than just lately.
Yeah.
You have to plug your nose and understand that maybe this isn't perfect, but it's going to have you can't turn yourself into a cartoon character. I could create my own little one-man caucus and go crazy. You will be treated like Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny at the legislature. You have to be reasonable.
And the fact is, elections have consequences nowhere more so than state legislatures. And you know, we lost the House. So the bills that are coming from the House to you in the Senate with your two-vote majority are not ideal. And the problem with politics is the root of the word goes back to compromising. Not jamming down and getting your way on everything unless you have a North Dakota-sized majorities for Republicans in the legislature.
Right, and we did have the legislature, both houses of the legislature for 2 years. We tried desperately. I tried desperately on the energy and utilities front to make some serious changes. Unfortunately, we had one person in this state that caused a significant number of things not to get done, and that's Governor Dayton. So it is vitally important we keep the Senate. I do have an opponent. I'm very entertained by him. let's just say that I will be working just as hard as ever. When the finance reports come out in the beginning of February, it's going to some people's eyes are going to be very wide as far as how much I have done for making sure I am financially ready. I'll always take you can always send me a couple of bucks. we need to be ready in the Senate, because if we lose the Senate and the House is still lost, I think they're going to win back the Senate. But if we lose the House, or we still have the House gone and it's all Democrat control, they're going to redistrict and it's going to be ugly.
Let's repeat. You say you think we're going to lose the Senate or keep the Senate?
I think we'll keep the Senate.
Okay.
I think we'll keep the Senate. I think we're going to win the House too.
Oh, you do?
I do think we're going to win the House, because there are a number of those seats in a very, very bad year, and it was provable that Trump voters did not come out and vote.
True.
And I think they're coming to the polls with bells on after all the shenanigans of Washington, D.C. and this fiasco of an impeachment. And now Washington, Nancy Pelosi wants to do a redo, apparently, because they didn't have enough people testifying. Well, that's because you people were in such a rush to get this done, you didn't have enough time to do it.
I say letter because this, as I predicted at the very beginning of this, of the quote impeachment process, end quote, this has been gold for the Trump administration. I've been a Trump skeptic since day one. I remain one in many, many ways. But I told, as this whole impeachment thing started in earnest for real, as opposed to December of 2016 started, which let's be honest, it did. I said, Democrats, do this to the hilt 24/7, forsaking all other efforts, because this will guarantee a Trump second term. And I'm starting to feel pretty vindicated so far.
And look who they're putting up. Oh, my God. It's like the Star Wars cantina scene all over again. You've got crazy Bernie, who has a heart attack in October, and he says he's really, really healthy now.
Oh, yeah.
He's only a spry 70-something years old.
Yeah.
You got Loony Liz Warren, who now is doing every soft shoe shuffle to get out of everything she said in the last 6 months to change her position.
I believe the term is Liawatha.
That's correct. Yep. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. I am literally more African-American than she is. Native American, says 23andMe.
And you're very pasty, so that's a real statement.
That's right.
And then you got old Joe Biden, who keeps keeps making verbal faux pas. But then again, we knew that 8 years ago or 12 years ago or 20 years ago. The guy is a congenital liar.
He's the Yogi Berra of politics.
And then you got a mayor from South Bend, Indiana that runs around. And then you got little Amy from Minnesota, who probably is the sanest one of the group.
Heaven help us.
But she's not going anyplace, and everybody understands it. So it's the Star Wars cantina scene all over again, folks, and just wait until Iowa.
We'll have to talk about this again in coming weeks here as your campaign gets underway, as the election season gets underway, as caucuses start to, caucus. We'll have to do this again, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. We're looking forward to the session, and hopefully we'll get out of there before doing damage.
Oh, yeah, from your mouth to God's ears. Absolutely. Senator Dave Osmek, ladies and gentlemen, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. We'll be right back. Go nowhere. One more segment to go.
AM 1280 The Patriot.
This is Al Momberg. This Sunday morning on the World of Aviation, we'll speak with longtime pilot David DeVries, who restored the last remaining 1934 Kenner Sportwing, a one-of-a-kind aircraft from the golden age of flying. David didn't restore it to put it in a museum, but to have fun with it, to fly it. This isn't his first classic aircraft, though. He has many more. Join us Sunday morning here on AM 1280 The Patriot at 10:05 as we speak with David DeVries on the World of Aviation.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Hi, this is PJ from PJ's Appliance Outlet, your local, family-owned and operated appliance store. No matter where you live in the Twin Cities, PJ's is worth the drive. We're centrally located in Plymouth. Just this past month, we've had satisfied customers from Maple Grove, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Eden Prairie, Bloomington, all over the Twin Cities. We take great pride in separating ourselves from those overpriced big box stores by simply providing over-the-top customer service, great quality products at unbeatable prices. PJ's has quickly become the trusted go-to store for brand new scratch and dent appliances. You can save hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars on brand new, warranted name brand refrigerators, ovens, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers, top brands like LG, Frigidaire, and much more. Come visit our showroom today and ask for PJ, Bob, or Jake, or visit our website at pjsapplianceoutlet.com. That's pjsapplianceoutlet.com, where every deal is a steal.
So you're searching online for that perfect sermon series that you can really dig into, but you can't seem to find what you're looking for. I suggest you give GodTube.com a try. GodTube.com is loaded with sermons from well-known and revered Bible teachers who cover every topic you can imagine. And there are no shady comment threads or questionable content, just great sermon after sermon. Hear God's word daily, grow deeper in your faith, and be inspired by the sermon section on GodTube.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. That, of course, the sound of 70s, 80s, well, 70s up until 2015, progressive rock band Rush, whose iconic drummer, Neil Peart, passed away yesterday at the age of 67 of brain cancer. He's the guy that all the drum nerds got really excited about. Must confess, I was a Keith Moon guy myself, but in terms of just raw technique, Neil Peart, pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, you hear their 40, almost 50-year-long career. I will confess to the fact that I was progressive rock. Annoyed the bejeebers out of me as a teenager. I had that sort of punk rock attitude going on. It's all your Rushes and King Crimsons and Genesis and all that. We're old and in the way and bloated and corporate and just way too complicated. Just three chords and a buzzsaw style was all you really needed. But a couple things changed my mind. Not about all progressive rock. Never really much liked Yes until Trevor Rabin joined the band. I didn't like Peter Gabriel till he left Genesis, and I didn't like Genesis either way. Old Genesis, new Genesis, middle Genesis, didn't care. Crim Crimson, didn't care. A couple things about Rush in particular I did enjoy. Number one, yeah, it's pretty amazingly fun stuff to try and play on whatever instrument. Number two, they could write a catchy song, unlike, say, Yes up until 1984, or after 1988. Number three, they actually had a sense of humor about the whole thing. Unlike a lot of progressive rockers, they could actually have a laugh at themselves. Number five, one of the best songs ever written about the radio business, right here. I mean, this song came out when I was just starting at my first radio job, and I thought, yeah, they kind of nailed it. Anyway, Rush has been retired, broken up officially for 3-4 years now. Neil Peart left the business, took the band with it. He passed away yesterday at the age of 67, far too early. And so all my music nerd friends, my condolences to, of course, all of you, and, of course, the Peart family up in Canada. So sad to hear. And, of course, one of those things that made me think, yeah, the band that all of my classmates were listening to back in high school, this is one third off on the wind here now, which is one of those things that makes you feel just a tad older. It's been a bad few months for the music of my teenage years. Neil Peart, Rick Ocasek, and the list goes on here. And of course, this 10, 12 years after the deaths of Clarence Clemons and Danny Federici, which of course smacked me upside the head. you can say that, that Keith Moon was the only member of The Who that actually obeyed Pete Townsend's imprecation from their first single, My Generation. They helped him die before he got old. I think he was 33 when he blazed out and it flamed out in a blaze of glory back in 1976. Anyway, music world a little poorer today. That's the other thing about Rush. Actually, one of the things about Rush is while a lot of progressive rock bands kind of came and went and hit their creative stride and went away by the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s,
Rush actually holds the record for the most albums sold by a band that never had, I want to say, a top 10 single. It's either number one or a top 10 single on the singles charts. Every artist in the history of recorded popular music that has sold more records than Rush has had either at least one top 10 or number one single, which is saying something about the level of accessibility, even beyond just the music nerds that are the base of their fan base, and of course the sci-fi geek nerds. Anyway, no disrespect intended. I came to like the band more and more over time. 651-289-4488, the number to call. I listen, by the way, just to wrap things up here, to a fair amount of public radio, partly because up until this past week, I had a car with no functioning antenna, so basically only the big high-power blowtorch FM stations actually got a signal through to my car. And so I listen to a lot of public radio because, quite frankly, after all these years in talk radio, music radio just doesn't stack up to me here. That all changed now that I've got a antenna on my car again here, or a car with an antenna, I should be more precise. And so I can start listening to our station here again when I'm not actually in the building. Yay. Anyway, public radio, especially the news and public affairs departments, take the news media very, very seriously. And every once in a while, I hear programs on which I hear a variety of different personalities, pundits, academics, journalists, talking heads of every kind you can imagine, talking about the imperative for a free press. Not so much about free speech for the hoi polloi. In fact, we've talked about this in recent months here on the show, how you're starting to see a bit of a questioning the value of free speech for everyone outside the media, which, of course, is... I have nothing good to say about that. It's a horrible, horrible thing. For the regular hoi polloi, they're less concerned about our freedom of speech. But again, separate topic. What's important, say the talking heads, because journalists are, and I quote, trained to ask questions and feature an intellect noted for its, quote, insatiable curiosity, end quote, I usually end up shouting at the radio, where are these mythical, curious journalists? Because this past week, we had an episode of a reporter from CNN, a fellow named Donnie O'Sullivan, writing about the Babylon Bee. And I will quote Donnie O'Sullivan from Twitter. Quote, to put this in perspective, this is the same number of engagements as the top New York Times and CNN stories on Facebook over this past week. How much traffic the Babylon Bee gets. Now, as I've noted, somewhat satirically, the Babylon Bee has become America's foremost news source, partly because the satire is so very, very, very dead on. And to the point where you've got the likes of Snopes and now CNN say, is the popularity of a satire site a good thing for America? Is it fake news? Now, bear in mind, these are the same people, the self-same people, who treated Jon Stewart as a legitimate news reporter and raised not a single hackle about the notion that there are a whole generation out there that thought Jon Stewart was real news. Anyway, that and much more. See you all next week. God bless you.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
Hi, Larry Elder here, and I wanted to tell you about an award-winning gym located right in our own backyard, Egan Montessori Academy. Egan Montessori Academy has been offering strong academic cognitive structure and social development learning programs since 1974, proudly preparing children for a lifetime of problem-solving and decision-making. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe now more than ever, our children need to be taught to both think for themselves and have the social skills to express those thoughts with confidence and with conviction. In fact, Egan Montessori programs are based on self-directed, self-disciplined activities, helping children develop strong self-images and the ability to face challenges with confidence. They have accredited, award-winning educational programs for infants, toddlers, preschool, pre-K, and kindergarten. I suggest you schedule a free, no-obligation tour today. Go to emasouth.com. That's emasouth.com. Or simply call 651-788-7318. Again, 651-788-7318. And tell them Larry Elder sent you.
Don't know where to turn to cut through the noise in these divisive times? Americans for Prosperity is here with a common sense approach to help you understand the issues. With 2020 right around the corner, there's lots of work to be done to help make our state the best place to live, work, and raise a family. We'll give you the tools you need to make a difference in your community and make your voice heard. Tune into Americans for Prosperity Radio Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot to dive past the headlines and help every Minnesotan achieve their American dream.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. And I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Millions estimate their benefits online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
AM 1280, the